from Tidbits on September 14th, 2009. This is the audio edition of iTunes 9 Refines Crowdsourcing and Sharing Features, written by Adam Sangst. At the special Rock and Roll Media event last week, Apple unveiled a new version of the near-ubiquitous media application iTunes. The latest version introduces a variety of features, including some that respond to user requests and others that are clearly just what Apple, or Steve Jobs, who's back on stage with a much younger liver, wants to see. As usual, Apple touted the success of the iTunes Store, boasting about how it's now available in 23 different countries and hosts over 100 million iTunes accounts. Those users have purchased 8.5 billion songs so far, making iTunes one of the largest stores on the web and the top music retailer in the world. It will take some time with the software to wrap our heads around the new features in iTunes, since Apple's demo of them was relatively brief, but they include the following. Genius Mixes. With the Genius feature of iTunes having processed 54 billion songs from 27 million libraries, Apple has accumulated a massive database of user information. The company now has tapped that information to create Genius Mixes, a feature that creates up to 12 endless mixes of songs that go well together. It may be as close as you get to being like author Stephen King and owning your own radio station that plays only music you like. Improved Syncing. The revamped Music tab that appears when you connect an iPhone or iPod lets you choose playlists, artists, or genres for automatic syncing. Previously, that required setting up smart playlists. Plus, the Photos tab lets you sync events and faces from iPhoto. App Arranging. Tired of dragging icons around on your iPhone or iPod Touch? Us too. Luckily, that won't be necessary anymore since iTunes 9 enables you to arrange apps and entire screens on your Mac, where it's a more fluid environment. About time. Home Sharing. Here's another potentially major feature that will require some exploration. In the past, iTunes allowed you to share libraries with other users on your network, but that sharing involved only the streaming of music. You couldn't copy songs around, rate them, add them to playlists, or anything else useful. The new home sharing feature does away with those limitations for up to 5 computers in your local network. Most notably, you'll be able to copy songs, movies, TV shows, and even iPhone apps from other computers on your network. An automatic option to copy items between computers can keep their libraries in sync, but applies only to music purchased from the iTunes Store. iTunes LP. Luckily, the Tidbits audience understands what an LP is, so we won't have to offer a history lesson like all the fanboy sites. The point of the iTunes LP feature is to provide lyrics, photography, liner notes, and more. All the sorts of things that artists did for record albums before because they had the physical space. Those details diminished with smaller CDs and have fallen almost entirely by the wayside with digital music. The question is whether the iTunes LP content will be compelling for customers or if it's more designed to involve artists in the iTunes Store, bringing them more into the Apple orbit. Plus, because iTunes LP content is available only with album purchases, it may help assuage artists' concerns about iTunes selling mostly individual tracks rather than entire albums. iTunes Extras. Where iTunes LP brings extra album content to music, iTunes Extras brings additional materials to movies. This may enable iTunes to compete better with DVDs from Netflix, for instance, for those people who enjoy watching all the extra content. Redesigned iTunes Store. We seldom comment on the design of the Apple website, and similarly, the design of the iTunes Store doesn't feel like the sort of thing that requires coverage and analysis. Apple says they've made new artist pages, new movie pages, new TV show pages, improved navigation, and an overall cleaner layout. As always, iTunes 9 is free and is available now as an 82.8 megabyte download or via software update. It requires macOS 10 10.4.11 or later, although the iTunes LP and iTunes Extras features need macOS 10 10.5 or later. It does work on older PowerPC G4 and G5 Macs, but with some limitations for video playback. Apple also still offers iTunes 8.2.1 for PowerPC G3-based Macs. It's a 77.3 megabyte download. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and actually the thing that I liked the most about iTunes 9 that I hadn't noticed when I wrote the article was the artist list when you're in your basic music view. I often want to just look at an artist and don't want to have the whole genre artist album browser thingy-majabby up. Nice update on the whole, it seems.